The markets had quite a reaction this week after the USDA released its latest report on supply and demand. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, let's start out with corn and whether corn is still determining these prices.
Corn's still running the market. And after that WASDE release that came out Wednesday, you know, that Wednesday was a volatile day for both corn and wheat. But, you know, corn production lowered 12.3% to 12,970,000,000 bushels, down from over 14. You look at corn ending stocks, they were lowered almost 35%, down to 1,180,000,000. Some analysts believe that in August that the USDA will lower the corn ending stocks, even lower, maybe below a billion bushels. So we had, you know, had quite a shock with corn. Corn prices are still holding wheat prices. Now, the market was relatively good for wheat. You got wheat production lowered 1.3% down to just a little over 2.2 billion bushels. Wheat ending stocks lowered 4.3% down to 664 million bushels. And I think that's an important number for wheat because it's going to set the stage. Our wheat stocks are going to be tight enough and are tight enough that if we lose the southern hemisphere crop, then wheat could start being bid by itself.
Okay, we talk about prices. For producers, though, what is the downside risk here?
Well, if we look at wheat, the downside risk is in corn. I think corn is probably going to hold at current levels. Allendale was predicting $7.25 for the December contract for corn. It's around $7.20, right in that range. If we could get some good weather or if the corn yields come in better than expected, I think we could see corn prices dropping off, maybe 40 cents or so, and I think wheat would follow them down there. If you look out into December, corn prices in a short crop year normally peak in August, September. You look out to December, we could lose a dollar in wheat prices between now and December.
Okay, a lot to think about. Then let's talk about the positives and the upside potential in all of this.
Well, if we lose the southern hemisphere wheat crop, I think we got, like I said, if you look at corn, around 80 cents up, wheat would follow at that 8. But if we can lose southern hemisphere crop, tighten up things just a little bit, then I think we could see wheat prices go up maybe as much as $1.90 to $2. Get that December Kansas City contract up around $9.90 to $10.
That's pretty exciting to think about for producers, though. Marketing advice considering all this?
We don't know if it's going to go down a dollar or up two. It's a weather market right now, and corn's running the deal, and wheat's got to take over to get that price. Follow your marketing plan. If you hadn't sold any, sell some on this price rally. If you're really nervous about prices, go ahead and sell some more, but follow the marketing plan. Third, third, and a third.
Okay, Kim Anderson, good advice. We'll see you next time. Thank you.